are back here at Green Neck Fieldhouse. It's just about set to start period number three. No score in this Marathon Cup Championship game. And DC Everest will have 38 seconds of a power play. We did find out that was a 5 and a 10-minute penalty. 5 and 10 assessed to Kevin Conley. What that means is they send in somebody else to serve the 5-minute, and then Conley's got to sit in there for 10 minutes. So that takes one of Wausau West's best skaters off the ice for 10 minutes. But that call had to be made because that was a clear checking from behind penalty, blasting the Everest player into the boards from behind. And so both teams are at center ice, and let's see what happens. Saves in the period, 5 for Sam Wiegert and 7 for Michael Moe. Moe's got 14 through two periods, Wiegert with 6. And the faceoff is back to the Everest defenseman. They'll look to attack. They'll send it in deep. Wiegert comes out of the net to slow that down. It slides to the corner. Plaza tries to get there, but West wins the race and sends it out of the zone. Back the other way. Now Plaza will get a stick on it, but comes deep in the Everest defensive zone. That's going to kill off most of the rest of this penalty. They'll try to get one more rush ahead as West tries to get a partial change. Plaza's going to try to go end-to-end. He stood up, and the puck slides to the backboards. Burrell tries to come in. Brady Burrell grabs control of it. Penalty is over. West back to full strength. Centering pass, shot for a slot. Oh, Wiegert made a save on that. Big chance right there for Brady Burrell at the top of the slot, and Wiegert got a piece of that. West clears the zone. That was probably the best scoring opportunity Everest had tonight. There's a shot from just inside the blue line. Moe caught that one and gets a whistle here on the shot by Logan Clement. .16:01 to play here, just underway, about a minute into the third period. Puck comes down to the corner and out to the point. Shot thrown, and that got through. A blocker save made by Moe, and then Everest clears it to the corner. There was a rebound in front. Whoever scores that first goal here, with the way goals have been few and far between, is going to be in a pretty good position. Now West gets the puck at the blue line, taken away, though, by the Evergreens. They come back the other way. Topchik sends it in on net. Wiegert stops that with his glove. Gives it back to the Warriors. They try a long pass as Everest was trying to get a change. A turnover on the zone as Allard banned on his clearing attempt. It comes down into the corner. Allard's digging it out that down there, and it slides behind the Everest net, sent all the way around and out. That'll be, now they're going to wave off. Now they call icing. They weren't going to call it, but now they will. Icing the call against the Evergreens, and a faceoff coming in the Everest defensive zone. Marathon Cup Hockey brought to you in part tonight by Hubda Orthodontics. Proud to support over high school athletics with over 25 years of experience specializing in orthodontics for children and adults. Faceoff down in the corner. And it's grabbed by the Warriors, now sent out to the near boards. And Everest will clear it. Here they come. They'll send it in deep and give chase. Metzinger is going to run down the puck for West. He gets blasted into the boards. Everest able to hold the zone. Metzinger with a big check. Carries it in front. That was dangerous. Almost a turnover. Instead, West is able to clear it. They get the pass ahead quickly into the zone. Centering pass. And a goal! The Warriors are on the board. And West will get the goal. That's scored by Cale Bowman. We'll see who gets the assist on that. But just a nice, after a dangerous carry in front of his own net, Metzinger sent the pass out, and they made the pass to get it into the zone. I think it was a rebound that went in on the far end. We'll get the scoring on that. Bowman gets the goal as West, as Everest carries it into the zone. Sam Redens gets an assist. And I think they gave one an assist to Metzinger as well. Bowman gets the goal. Battle for the puck in the West offensive zone again, down in the corner. Out on top, and not handling the pass was Jacob Evans. But he's able to get it back and send it behind the Everest net again. 1-0 Wausau West, 14:03 to play here in regulation. Evergreen's behind their own net trying to get it out. Now they are able to clear it high off the glass. They wave off icing, chasing it down for the Warriors. Sheldon Oja, he drops it for Evans. They pass it ahead. And stopping at the red line, now trying to backhand it in deep. They didn't get a lot on that one. Now it's sent behind the Everest net once again. Centering pass, dangerous centering pass, and a rebound shot. Turnover in the zone, and the shot put on net by Logan Clement, and Moe makes the save. Boy, you don't want to clear the puck in front of your own net. You learn that early in your hockey career. Faceoff is knocked down into the corner. Centering pass again by the Warriors and knocked to the near boards. Metzinger takes the shot. That goes wide. Puck in front. Everest looking to clear it. Big check. One of the Evergreens got dumped. Comes out to center ice. Puck slides down into the corner as Everest dumps it in. They'll give chase. Metzinger gets there first, sends it over to Parcells behind the net. Parcells skating it out, long pass ahead. That's too far. That'll be an icing call against Wausau West. Everest will get an offensive zone faceoff here. Marathon Cup Hockey brought to you in part by Easy Living Management, the longest running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Puck slides down to the corner. Everest will get it, send it behind the west net. Battle for it there. Evergreens come out of there with it. Austin Shiro down in the corner. Battle for it there. In front. A shot. They couldn't get it away. The net was open for a moment. Here's another shot by the Evergreens. That goes wide. Shiro was in front. Couldn't get a stick on it. Another shot from the point. That didn't get through. Set behind the net and then sent over to the boards and cleared out by Wausau West, Alex Gessler. Now here comes the Warriors back the other way. Gessler carries it into the zone. Offside, though, will be the call against Wausau West. A couple of chances there for the Evergreens. The rebound was in front of the net, and Weger was a little bit out of position if Evers could have got a stick on that one, but they couldn't, and then the puck was cleared away. Metzinger sends it in off the faceoff all the way around to the far boards. Out to the point. Parcells lines up, shoots. That's wide. Centering attempt from the right wing goes wide to the far boards. Parcells, another slapper. That deflects up and out of play. Got a piece of one of the Evergreen players, and we get a whistle. 11:51 to play in regulation. 1-0 Wausau West. Faceoff coming to the right of Mike Moe. West controls it out to the point. They hold it in. Metzinger throws it. That shot's blocked up off a knee pad and comes out of the zone. Puck is sitting there and now slides to center ice where it's grabbed by the Evergreens. Naviars, centering pass. Plaza couldn't get a stick on that. West able to clear it out. Run down by Burrell. Burrell can't get it out of the zone, though. West holds the zone. Justin Anderson sends it down deep. Out on top to Parcells. Catches, shoots. That didn't get through. The rebound knocked away as well, but comes right back out to Parcells. Now it's Metzinger. He centers it, and the chip is sent over the top of the net. That was Justin Zahn who got a piece of that one. And the puck comes out of play, and we get a whistle. 11:10 to play now. 1-0 Wausau West. Faceoff just outside the blue line and grabbed by the Warriors once again. They'll dump it in deep. Austin Allard behind his own net. Avery Allard, excuse me. Austin's his brother. And the shot sent in from the point and gobbled up by Moe. That was shot in by Jacob Evans. Faceoff coming again to the right of Michael Moe. Puck comes in towards the net, cleared away for a moment, now sent back in front again. Evergreen's trying to clear it, and now they will flick it ahead. Grabbed at center ice, though, and sent back the other way. Now knocked away from the west blue line, Evergreens will send it to the far boards. Sackman tried to get over there and grab it. Sent back into the Everest defensive zone. They sent it ahead, though, but flicked back ahead by the Warriors. Into the zone they come. There's a big shot taken that slides in. Mo gets a stick on that off the shot by Zach Peterson. He didn't get all of it. Puck comes out of the zone now and flicked in by the Evergreens. But West right back the other way. You heard the coaches talk about that, how the puck doesn't stay long in the West defensive zone. They always have good defense. There's a shot that goes wide. Wide up and a shot. Metzinger fanned on that. But he's able to hold his own for a moment. Now Ever sends a long pass ahead. That's going to be an icing call against the Evergreens. Icing the call against DC Everest. The thing that helps West, of course, and Everest, of course, has a lot of guys this year as well, but the depth. They've got a lot of guys coming into the program every year. And it helps when you have that kind of depth. West wins a face-off. They're going to send it the length of the ice. We got a penalty that was put up on the board against the Warriors. Sam Reden's getting a tripping penalty. The Evergreens are on the power play here. But that hasn't been too good so far tonight. And once again, they lose the handle on it, and the Warriors will send it hard off the glass behind the Everest net once again. In the corner with it, there's a shot that's thrown in by the Warriors that goes wide. Once again, Everest cannot get control of the puck and set up the power play attack. Now they will and send the long pass ahead. That's going to be an offside call. Everest has to tag up. They do, but the Warriors will grab the puck and send it all the way to the other end. Puck pops up in front, coming in on the forecheck, and a shot that put in by Justin, or make that Zach Peterson, and goes wide. Now we get a high stick call. And we get a whistle. Once again, the aggressive shorthanded forecheck by the Warriors, and Zach Peterson was in and was able to get the puck to the net. Faceoff coming to the left of Sam Weger. Everest controls it out to the point. They go D to D with it. One-time shot, that got through, and Weger directs it to the corner. Nate Bruns is out on top of the power play here. Everest controls it. Now it's Sackman. Sackman looking, still looking. Backdoor pass, intercepted though by Parcells, and they want to attack the other way. Here comes Parcells, into the zone, shoots. Mo makes the save on that, gloves it, as Peterson was crashing the net for the Warriors. 40 seconds remaining on the power play. And 8:29 remaining in the third period, West leading 1-0. Evergreens grab control of the puck off the faceoff, and they carry it in. Drop pass by Plaza, intercepted again by West, and they clear the zone. Evergreens trying to get it back, and now they will. Plaza, poke checked away from him again and out of the zone. Grabbed by Allard. Centering pass by Babiar, sent the other way, and up and out of play into the Everest bench. I thought it was. I guess it did stay in play. Everest will play it behind their own net. Pass ahead, and getting it into the zone for Everest is Grant Dennis, but the penalty is over. Once again, the West penalty killers kill it off. Puck along the side of the net, side of the West net, and now sent out of the zone. That's going to be an icing call against the Warriors, and a faceoff coming in the Everest offensive zone in a 1-0 game. 7:38 to play here. Everest trying to get the equalizer. Tyler Kaler takes this faceoff for Everest, but West wins it. They look to break it out. Long pass again. That's going to be another icing call against West. The pass too far, and icing is the call. A lot of times you'll see that when teams start to get tired. They want to try to get more whistles, get a little breather here. Third period on the big ice. West wins another faceoff. Metzinger will carry it behind his own net. Metzinger sends the pass ahead. West into the zone again. Shot thrown in from way outside by Alex Filkowski, directed to the corner. Another shot from the far near boards that goes behind the net. Over to the opposite boards. Parcells gets it back, throws it at the net. That goes wide. Over to the near boards again. Metzinger steps up, holds it in, gets it down low. Centering pass shot. That deflects over the top off the stick of Filkowski. West keeping the pressure on. Tomczyk trying to dig it out of there for the Evergreens, but West controls it again. Parcells sends it in, but that's grabbed by Everson. And now they'll get it out of the zone. Skating over the puck, though, is and losing the handle on it was Grant Dennis. Now he'll send it in on net. Wieger directs that to the corner. Metzinger will pick it up and send it ahead. Across the red line, they dump it in. It's on net. Moe directs that one to the corner. West getting a change as the Evergreens look to attack. They get it to center ice. Grant Dennis sends it cross ice. Allard couldn't handle the pass. Here comes West back the other way. They've got Zach Peterson behind the defense, centering pass. That's deflected away by Allard. Battle back there. And Everest comes out of there with it. Once again, over skating the puck, though, and West takes it away. Now Everest will send it in on net. Wiegert made the save on that. Hard shot by Degner from the blue line. West back the other way with it. Into the zone they come. Logan Clement. There's a shot that deflects behind the net. Now the puck's in front. Battle for it. They're still loose. And Everest able to clear it. Here comes Fabiars into the zone. Poke checked away and out. Good defense right there by Sheldon Oja. Evergreens chase down the loose puck. Send the long pass ahead. And it's sent out of the zone. Burrell got blasted into the boards from behind, but the official didn't see that. They let it go. An icing call against Everest, and the faceoff will come back down in the Everest defensive zone. There's a shot right off the faceoff that goes wide off the stick of Alex Gessler. Puck in the corner, centering pass. That deflects off the skate right back into the near corner. Now it's centered in front. Still in front. Evers tries to clear it away, and they do out of the zone. Warriors run it down, send it D to D. Parcells back out there, flicks the pass ahead. West got caught in offside. They had to tag up. Now Evers wants to attack back the other way. Babiarz takes a shot. Wiegert's going to catch that and just hang on to it and get a whistle. 4:52 to play here, third period. Time running out here for the Evergreens. They need to find a way to get the equalizer. They trail it 1-0. Offensive zone faceoff is a start. And it's sent toward the net, but grabbed by West. That's Oja who's going to carry it out. That should be an icing call against Warriors, and it is. No, they wave it off. A penalty coming, delayed penalty coming against West. Now they'll send it ahead. It's going to be an icing call against the Evergreens, but they will go on the power play here. Head contact is going to be the call, and that is going to go against Sheldon Oja, and the Evergreens have a chance here to get the equalizer with the power play if they can get their power play to work. It hasn't worked very well tonight, but they will get an opportunity here. So it's going to be Brady Burrell, Chris Fabiars, Mike Plaza, Avery Allard, and Alex Digner out there on the power play. Immediately, West sends it all the way to the other end. And now a turnover right away. West is just challenging the puck, and Everest is not protecting it. Zach Peterson in on the forecheck. Now here come the Evergreens back the other way. Drop pass. Down into the corner. Fabiars pinned against the boards. And the Warriors will send it all the way to the other end. Allard will chase it down. West got a change of their penalty-killing unit. They flick the pass ahead. It goes off a skate. Plaza has it now. Plaza gets his stick lifted, fights through a check. There's a shot. Oh, Wieger with a glove save there. Nice hard shot by Fabiars, and Wieger made the save. 3:49 to play. 1:14 remaining in the man advantage for DC Everest. Now they've got to send their... Now they're going to call a timeout here and maybe put that first power play unit still out there, give them a chance to take a breather here. Timeout on the ice. We'll keep it right here. Marathon Cup Hockey is brought to you by Overbell Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com and by the Bone and Joint Center. If you're injured, why wait until tomorrow when you can see an orthopedic specialist today? Welcome to the new Bone and Joint Walk-In Care, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. 3:49 remaining here in the third period. 1:14 in the power play for BC Everest. It's a 1-0 game. The Warriors with the lead. Cale Bowman with the only goal of this game coming here in the third period. The Evergreens return to action on Tuesday night against the Wausau East Lumberjacks at Marathon Park. We'll have that game live for you Tuesday night. That'll be followed by Everest Boys Basketball as they will take on Marshfield in a Valley Conference clash. All right, as it is going to be that same power play unit, they gave them a little bit of a breather, and now Babiarz will come out to take the draw. And Everest wins it back to the point. Degner over to Allard. Out at the blue line, Allard to Babiarz. Back out to Allard. Throws it at the net. It's deflected. In the slot, still deflected. Winger sticks it to the corner. Run down by Brady Burrell. Burrell, under pressure, gives it off to Degner. Degner, pass to Allard, gets it off to Babiarz. Back on top to Allard. Back to Babiarz. Watson, it shoots. That didn't get through off a leg. Comes to the near boards. They're going to win the race and try to keep it in. West is going to get there first, and it's flicked up and out of the zone by Zach Peterson. Peterson tries to chase it down. Degner and Peterson battling for it. Peterson shoots it behind the Everest net where it's grabbed there. Oh, big check by the Evergreens. Who laid that one out? That was Burrell, I think. Here comes Everest back the other way. Babiarz into the zone. 23 seconds remaining on the man advantage. There's a shot. Wieger with the save. Hard wrister from out on top by Allard. And Wieger made the save. 19 seconds remaining on the power play for the Evergreens. 2:54 remaining in the game. Unless Everest can get a goal and force overtime here. Faceoff comes to the boards, grabbed by Burrell. Burrell behind the net to Plaza. Lost a handle on it, and West is able to clear it out. Plaza mad at himself. He lost the handle on that pass, and West was able to grab it, send it the length of the ice. That'll kill off the rest of this penalty. West on the forecheck trying to dig it out of there. Penalty's over. West back to full strength. Centering pass attempt grabbed by Nate Bruns. Bruns behind his own net with it, looking for some space. Now he'll send it hard off the glass and out. They're going to wave off icing. Here comes Burrell in on the forecheck hard. Now a penalty coming. Delayed penalty is going to be against BC Everest. West still has control of the puck. They send a long pass ahead. They've got a man behind the defense. Shot, save made by Moe. And a goal on the rebound. And that should put a capper on this one. A delayed penalty, and West was able to score on the rebound. We'll see who got that goal. Both of these teams and Warriors are even too tired to celebrate very hard on that. They skate over to their bench to congratulate each other. The first goal, everybody went wild. This one, not so much. Officials are having a conversation with the Everest bench. I think Dan Van Slyke wants to know why that goal was good. There was a big scrum in front of the net in front of Mike Ball on the far end. And they're having some discussions about why the goal was allowed. But it was, and it's on the board. It's 2-0. Wausau West with the lead here and just 2 minutes to play here in the game. Conversation continues. Now they're going to break it up. Well, they're not going to take the goal off the board, so that's the way it is. And once again, that was a loss. That was a turnover in the zone. And it allowed West to get that attack started. Now Faceoff sends into the zone again, the West offensive zone. They control the puck. Alex Gessler gets the goal. Now another shot put on net, and Mo makes the save. I was trying to listen there. Gessler gets the goal for the Warriors. 1:35 to play, and we get a change. Both teams will change lines here. And a faceoff coming to the left of Michael Mo. Comes out to the point. Metzinger sends it toward the net. That just went wide. All the way around to the far boards and out of the zone. Back to the West defenseman again. Metzinger and Parcells. Parcells sends it ahead. Now we get an offside call against the Warriors. Two third period goals by the Warriors. Gale Bowman got the first one. Alex Gessler got the second. Faceoff is sent once again in behind the Everest net. Evergreen's trying to get control of it. Now they will and try to skate it out, but West holds his own for a moment. Now they get it out to center ice. Here comes Brady Burrell fighting for a check. Picked up by one of the Evergreens. Can they get a shot away? No. Good defense again by the Warriors, denying a shot attempt there as they came in through the slot. Battle behind the West net for the puck. And they get it out of the zone. Here comes Kevin Connolly back on the ice after serving that long penalty. And Everest able to clear it. Just 43 seconds. Everest has their goalie pulled. They've got the extra skater on. West has an open net to shoot at. Centering pass. So now it's going to be an open net opportunity for the Warriors. They shoot and it goes wide. There's another shot that comes out in front. There's a shot and diving to make a save. One of the Everest defensemen, I think that was Nate Bruns. Warriors control it. They flick it in. Blocked again. Everest will set it the length of the ice. With 15 seconds remaining, icing will be the call against D.C. Everest. And the Los Angeles Warriors are going to win this Marathon Cup championship game. With just 13 seconds remaining, they lead it 2-0. And they will get an offensive zone faceoff here. Wausau West sending in Sam Radins, Alex Osnes, and now is West calling a timeout? I'm not quite sure why West would call a timeout here. They have an offensive zone faceoff, leading by 2 goals with 13 seconds left. Maybe he just wants to get in some different players, but looks like it is going to be Alex Osnes on the ice with Sam Radins and Kellen Therrelson getting a few seconds of play here in the Marathon Cup. But the Wausau West Warriors, it looks like they will defend the Cup championship and win it again here with a 2-0 victory. Probably not as close a game as the score indicates. The Warriors played much of this game in the Everest defensive zone. Faceoff coming to the right of Michael Moe. They drop the puck and it's sent to the boards. Everest sends it out of the zone. West will try to send it back in. We get an offside call against the Warriors with 10 seconds remaining. They drop the puck. Everest will send it ahead to neutral zone ice. And the last few seconds of this game will tick off. And the Wausau West Warriors will win the 2013 Marathon Cup. A 5-2 win over East the other night, and tonight a 2-0 shutout of the D.C. Everest Evergreens. We'll take a timeout, come back, and recap all the scoring and what happened here tonight. Back in a moment, you're listening to Marathon Cup Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
Dreaming of a nicer, newer home or remodeling your current home? Make an appointment with a Bullseye Credit Union mortgage specialist. at 715-423-2650 or apply online at becu.net. 15 to 30-year fixed-rate mortgages, home equity lines of credit, remodeling or construction loans, VA and FHA loans. Bullseye Credit Union, inspiring financial dreams one member at a time. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender. Membership eligibility required.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit EasyLivingManagement.com.
You took your car to a dealership?
Yep.
And they didn't try to sell you a bunch of stuff you didn't need?
Yep.
And gave you a better price than my guy?
See for yourself.
Let me see here. Oh, my.
Dealership quality repairs and service at better than independent mechanic prices. It'll blow your mind at Scafidi Motors Service Center off Highway 66 in Stevens Point. Stop by today for a $23.97 oil change and a free car wash at Scafidi.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio. Stop back here at Green Heck Fieldhouse, where the Los Angeles Warriors win the Marathon Cup by a score of 2-0, beating the DC Everest Evergreens tonight. Two goals in the game, both coming in the third period. First goal scored by Cale Bowman at the 2:18 mark of the third, with the assist going to John Metzinger and also Sam Rodenz. And then the second goal, which put the game out of reach, the 1959. That's not right. I don't have the time of that goal, but it was an even straight goal scored by Alex Gessler off a rebound. There was a scrum in front of the net, and it was Gessler getting the goal, which gave the Warriors a 2-0 advantage. Saves in the period, Sam Wiegert had 9 for a game total of 15, and Michael Moe with 11 saves for a game total of 25. With the win, Wausau West goes to 5-2 on the season, and with the loss, DC Everest now drops to 3-4. The Evergreens with a Valley Conference game on Tuesday night against the East Lumberjacks at Marathon Park, and we'll have that game for you Tuesday night as the first half of our doubleheader. That'll be followed by Everest boys basketball as they will take on Marshfield in a Valley Conference class. Well, that's going to wrap things up here tonight from Greenock. Been an interesting four games of hockey Thursday night and here tonight. First game tonight, Moe's and East shutout, East 2-0. And this game, a 2-0 shutout as well, goes to the Wausau West Warriors. We want to thank all of our sponsors. We had some new sponsors on board for Marathon Cup Hockey, and we appreciate their support. Thanks to Crystal Waters, our engineer. She did a great job tonight pushing all the buttons and keeping things straight in the studio. And we want to thank all of you for listening as well. And once again, your final scores here tonight. It was first Mosinee beating Wausau East 2-0. And here in the championship game, Wausau West gets the win over DC Everest by a score of 2-0. This is Tom King, and you've been listening to Marathon Cup Hockey, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You've been listening to live coverage of Marathon Cup Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, Country Fresh Meats, Ministry Healthcare, Intercity State Bank, Bone and Joint Center, Scafidi Motors, Hubda Orthodontics, Riverview Hospital, Wausau Mine Company, Precision Glass and Door, Easy Living Management, Charlie's Hardware, Mid-State Technical College, James Krasinski Forest Products, Bullseye Credit Union, Stone Innovations, Mullins Cheese, and Valley Communities Credit Union. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.